From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Pennsylvania Democrats have rejected Arlen Specter's bid for a sixth term in the U.S. Senate. 80-year-old Specter congratulated his opponent and vowed to support him.
I have just called Congressman Sestak to congratulate him and to tell him that I think it is vital that we keep this seat with the Democratic Party.
Challenger Joe Sestak campaigned that Specter could not be trusted after defecting from the GOP last year. Sestak will face Republican Pat Toomey in the fall. Republican Rand Paul has won the nomination for the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky. The closely watched contest was seen as a test of the Tea Party movement's clout. Paul defeated establishment favorite Trey Grayson, who had heavy financial backing from within the Kentucky GOP. He'll face Kentucky's Democratic Attorney General Jack Conway in November. And in Arkansas, Senator Blanche Nick Lincoln has been forced into a primary runoff against Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. Indiana's 3rd District Congressional race was turned upside down Tuesday after Congressman Mark Sauter announced his withdrawal from the race. Phil Shaw reports from member station KBOI in Fort Wayne that Sauter is stepping down over a personal indiscretion.
In a press conference, 8-term Republican Congressman Mark Sauter read a prepared statement revealing what he called a mutual relationship with a part-time staffer.
I am so ashamed to have hurt those I love.
Congressman Sauter said he will submit his resignation to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday. The 8-term Republican recently won a primary contest by a comfortable margin and was gearing up for a fall rematch with Democrat Tom Hayhurst, whom he defeated in 2006 with 54% of the vote. For NPR News, I'm Phil Shaw in Fort Wayne.
Congressional investigators say changes to U.S. intelligence since the 9/11 attacks have not resolved failures that allowed a would-be bomber to board a plane on Christmas Day. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The new report came from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It said a review of all the information surrounding the failed Christmas Day bombing on Northwest Flight 253 revealed a chronic problem in the U.S. intelligence community. U.S. intelligence isn't being synthesized properly. The report found that the National Counterterrorism Center, which Congress created to be the primary agency in charge of analyzing terror intelligence, wasn't doing its job. It is supposed to be a clearinghouse for terrorism information and is supposed to access all intelligence and law enforcement data so intelligence tips don't get missed. But it failed to do that on Christmas Day, when a young Nigerian got explosives on the plane by hiding them in his underwear. The Senate report doesn't suggest how to remedy the intelligence failure. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing targeting the U.S.-run airbase in Kabul, Afghanistan. 5 troops were wounded in Wednesday's incident, the second in the Afghan capital in 2 days. 18 people were killed in Tuesday's attack on a NATO convoy in the capital. The Taliban has launched its own offensive to counter an impending campaign to restore order in the group's stronghold of Kandahar. The U.S. Labor Department reports wholesale prices dipped 0.1% in April, the second decline in 3 months. Daniel Carson reports that much of the decline was led by lower food and energy prices.
Economists say so long as skittish consumers aren't willing to spend too much money, businesses can't randomly raise their prices. Food costs, for example, fell 0.2%, the first drop in 9 months. Energy and gasoline costs also went down. Wells Fargo economist Anika Khan says the drop in the producer price index means there are no worries about inflation.
We're still looking at very benign inflation. We continue to see a lot of slack in the economy, and so much of the increase that are coming through, many producers just can't pass through those prices.
The Federal Reserve largely ignores the producer price index since inflation at the more important consumer level is expected to be marginal in the near future. The government comes out with the consumer price index tomorrow. It's expected to go up slightly. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Asian stock markets fell sharply Wednesday as Germany's move to tighten control over trading of government debt and financial shares underscored that Europe is still struggling to stabilize the euro. The euro is down to a 4-year low. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.